This is iScience Radio
News.
Hi everyone, it's Madeline again, news editor at iScience, and I'm here with Harry and Gina from the news team to give you a short roundup of the hot topics this week.
First up, the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is approaching 1,000 cases, generating fear that the disease will soon become endemic in the country. The magnitude of the outbreak is thought to be contributed to by the civil unrest. Ebola treatment centres have been burnt down and bodies of victims have been found in their communities, not isolated during the later stages of the illness when the virus is at its most infectious. Ebola can be effectively treated if infected individuals make their way to the hospitals during the early stages of the disease.
Next, a study published in The Lancet has revealed that up to 43% of childhood cancer cases remain undiagnosed globally, with the highest number being missed in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Researchers at Harvard University compared official cancer registries to WHO data in order to make the estimates, which are much higher than previously predicted. As many children worldwide still do not have access to effective primary care, 170,000 children annually don't end up getting referred on to specialists, and the diagnosis is therefore missed. It is hoped that the study will be used to help guide efforts to appropriately increase health system capacity to ensure that every child has access to effective cancer care.
And finally, last Friday, thousands of school pupils worldwide abandoned classrooms for a day of protest against climate change. The day of action was the biggest yet since the youth movement started in November last year, with strikes now appearing in over 100 countries. The children are inspired by Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who protests weekly outside Sweden's parliament. She has recently received a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for her campaigning. The students are calling for governments to commit to reducing man-made climate change before it's too late.
And that's all we've got time for here. Have a good Easter break, everyone, and don't forget to tune in next week for more science news.